puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
We're back with Gordon Goldsboro and more Abandoned Manitoba. Hi, Gordon.
Good morning, Bryce.
So what are we discussing this week?
Well, longtime listeners know about my fascination with grain elevators. You know, many of them are being torn down these days, and I bet some people think that I have talked about every conceivable aspect of elevators, but no, there's still more. This week, we're talking about two elevators that are not quite there, but they're not quite gone either.
Can you help me wrap my head around this a little bit?
Well, to explain, we need to review the parts of an elevator. Its purpose, of course, is to collect, to store, and to move grain to market. The storage function is fulfilled by what is called the crib. Essentially, that's the tall part of the elevator that I think most people think of when they envision a grain elevator. However, equally important is the driveway. That's a covered passageway that sits beside the crib where trucks drive in and are weighed so that the amount of grain they're delivering to the elevator is known. Beside the driveway is an office, and this is typically the only part of the elevator that is heated in the wintertime. And it's also where they do things like they weigh the trucks. It's where the elevator agent does his or her bookkeeping. It's where the transfer of grain into railway cars is coordinated. So, in essence, every elevator consists of these three parts: the crib, the weigh scale and drive shed, and the driveway. Well, to explain my somewhat cryptic clue, in at least two places in Manitoba, at Graysville and at Langruth, the crib is now gone, but the driveway and the office remain standing. And more generally, if we consider sites with any remains of an elevator, well, the number is much, much larger.
Why is that?
Well, today, when an elevator is demolished, and incidentally, listeners may not know that the elevator at Crystal City was taken down last week. When such a demolition occurs, the contractor usually removes every sign of its existence. You know, basically, it leaves no trace that the elevator was ever there. But in former days, and especially when the demolition was done by locals, you know, it didn't seem necessary to remove every last sign of the elevator's existence. And so the foundation, usually made of concrete, but sometimes of stone, was left behind. And I can think of many examples of elevator foundations. You know, so for example, the oldest that I've come across is at a place called Martinville. That's on the northeast edge of the Brandon Hills, south of Brandon. There, I found huge stones on which a small elevator that had been built in 1889 by a Winnipeg-based company called Martin Mitchell and Company had stood. The last record that I could find of that elevator was from 1901, so it's been gone for over a century. They demolished it way, way long ago, and so, of course, they took down the elevator, but the stones that an elevator had sat on were still left behind. So we still have this piece of evidence on the landscape of this elevator. But the elevators at Graysville and Langruth, they're in a different category.
So why are some of the parts of those elevators still standing then?
Well, I suspect they're still around for the same reason, that when the elevator was being removed, some useful purpose for the driveway and office were still envisioned. You know, the scale, for example, could be useful for weighing vehicles for other purposes. Maybe they were weighing other crops for some reason or another. You know, maybe if they needed to comply with road restrictions on the weight of trucks, for instance, you could weigh the truck at the old weigh scale. In the case of the elevator at Graysville, the equipment was still relatively young when the crib was taken down. The crib was built by Manitoba Pool Elevators in 1983. That's not long ago. And the elevator was used by Pool's successor, a company called Viterra, until 2015. You know, so the elevator has only been gone now for about 7 years. And in 2015, the crib, it was just 32 years old. It was demolished along with the roof over the driveway. But the office part of the building and the weigh scale were preserved. I spoke to a local at Graysville just the other day, and as far as they knew, the scale is still being used. So in that sense, the elevator is at least partially still existing, although not in a form that most people would recognize. I bet you if anybody drove by, they would probably never even think that it was an elevator at all. But anybody who recognizes that look knows immediately, yep, that's an old office from an elevator. A more obvious case of abandonment, though, is the former elevator at Langruth. But not all of that elevator has been abandoned either.
What do you mean?
Okay, well, in 1947, an elevator was constructed at Langruth on behalf of a newly formed cooperative association. A group of farmers had got together and decided they wanted an elevator. So Manitoba Pool built them one. 3 years later, 1950, the farmers had a bumper crop. So to accommodate the need for additional storage of all that grain, they built an additional storage building called a balloon annex next to the crib. This increased its capacity to about 85,000 bushels of grain. 3 years later, they needed even more storage, so they built a second balloon annex next to the elevator, and that raised it to its final total of 135 bushels. And this elevator operated until 1983. Unfortunately, the elevator closed in that year, but it wasn't a shortage of grain that caused the closure, but instead an impending abandonment.
So what was the abandonment then?
Well, in mid-1984, the Canadian National Railway line along the west side of Lake Manitoba, the one that had serviced the Langruth elevator, was set to close. Of course, during this period, lots of railway lines were being abandoned around Manitoba. And because this elevator at Langruth would no longer be serviced with a railway line, it was going to make it difficult to ship grain to market. So rather than demolish the 36-year-old crib, the company picked it up and they moved it about 16 miles, about 26 kilometers, to the Canadian Pacific Railway line at a siding called West Rock. It sits along Highway Number 16. Oh, and by the way, here's a little hint about a future episode of Abandoned Manitoba. We're going to talk about this West Rock siding again in a few weeks from now. Well, there at West Rock, the former Langruth crib was integrated into a modern elevator that consisted of a new crib annex and several steel bins. And that gave it a combined capacity of about the same as it had it at Langruth. It continued to operate under Manitoba Pool and then later the successor Viterra until about 2001, at which time the whole facility, well, it wasn't demolished in this case, it was sold to a company called Delmar Commodities. And that company still uses the elevator today. So in that sense, the crib from Langruth is not abandoned. It's still there, sitting at West Rock, being used for grain storage. To find abandonment in this story, therefore, we have to return to Langruth, as I did when I visited there a few weeks ago.
Oh, so what did you find?
It appears that someone wanted to continue using the covered driveway and office after the crib was removed. They built a new wall to fill a gaping hole where the crib used to stand. My guess is that they wanted to use the scale in the driveway to weigh trucks for some other purpose. And if I'm right, that purpose no longer applies because the whole place has the distinct look of neglect. You know, the road leading up the driveway has several small trees growing on it, so you couldn't drive a truck through there if you wanted to. The doors to the covered driveway are gone, and so now the driveway is open to the elements. And the former elevator agent's office has been thoroughly vandalized. You know, boards on its floor have been torn up to expose the joists underneath. And there's mounds of soil sitting on the floor as though someone was looking for, you know, buried treasure or something under the office. The glass windows in the office, they're all broken. There's graffiti sprayed all over the place. All in all, the very picture of abandonment. You know, I am still curious, though, about how long the driveway and office at Langruth were used after the crib was moved away in 1983, and for what purpose. I'm also interested to know if there's any other remains of grain elevators in other places than Graysville and Langruth. I've just found those two, but you know, there may be others. So if any of our listeners can fill in any of these blanks, I'm keen to hear from them.
All right, then. So now that we've talked about when an elevator is gone, but not gone, is this the last time we will hear about grain elevators in this series?
No, because just the other day, I visited a site that I think is really interesting about the continuing transformation that is occurring in the prairie grain industry, and it involves grain elevators, so I anticipate there will be more aspects of elevator abandonment discussed here in the months ahead.
Can't wait. So in the meantime, can you give us a hint about next week's episode?
Well, there's abandonment happening right here in Winnipeg that at least one local journalist has described as a plague. That's a pretty harsh word for a difficult problem, and that problem will be the topic of next week's conversation.
All right, looking forward to it. Thanks, Gordon.
Talk next week. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.